a name.
Million Faces.
I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long.
Blow the whistle. 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 Blow the whistle.
Bird machine.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. Me? No, I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'll be singing with Jesse, but a lot of you guys know him as DJ Million Faces. He's actually gonna be the first one of my video chats. So if you're following me on Instagram, a couple weeks back, maybe two weeks ago, you guys saw me. I went on live and you guys asked some questions. So thank you to everybody that participated. You know, I'm very thankful. You made the interview a little bit better. I mean, it kind of added a layer to it, you know, a layer that I feel was missing. So I really appreciate it. I'm planning to do more of these type of things. So I'll make sure to let you guys know maybe the day before, and hopefully you guys jump on and ask more questions. Okay, I'm also here to announce, well, this is my show, so I can pretty much say whatever I want, right? But I'm happy to say that we have ourselves a voicemail now. So it's basically a phone number you call. And I did this because I felt that for some people, you guys are too lazy. I'm too lazy to write sometimes. And you might not want to write the question down or whatever, you know. Maybe it's much easier for you to send me to call me, leave me a voicemail. I'm never going to answer this. I'm never going to answer the call. It's through my laptop. It's through Google Voice. I don't even know how to answer it. But just leave me a voicemail, tell me who you are, where you're calling from, and tell me a story. Maybe ask me a question. I know a lot of you guys want me to do my own thing where I interview myself, or pretty much an episode that's pretty much about me. So go ahead and send your questions to 424-261-9005. That's 424-261-9005. All right, 424-261-9005. All right, so leave me a voicemail. Tell me what you think of the podcast. I mean, just talk to me, pretty much. I felt this is kind of a way for you guys to come on the podcast too. I will be putting your voicemails on, so be respectful. You have 3 minutes to be able to leave it, so keep it short. Like I said, tell me who you are, where you're calling from, and go ahead, tell me a story, ask me a question. You could always send me an email to letmeknowpod@gmail.com, or send me a DM, or just send me a message through Instagram or Facebook. So you can find me at letmeknowpod. For some reason, I always want to say at gmail.com or something. You're hearing one of DJ Million Faces, one of his songs. You can find this song on YouTube. Just look up Bedroom Sessions. So I kind of make a joke on the episode about it. So hopefully you guys find it funny. If not, then my bad. So DJ Million Faces is a DJ from City Wilmington. He's a really cool guy. He's also the owner of Cafe Cafe. It's a coffee shop in the city of Wilmington. I personally enjoy their mazapan drinks. So if you stop by, make sure you get that. They also have a gansito drink. So far, that's all I've had. I haven't had anything else. Friday, I'm going to give you guys a chance to win a gift card, $25 gift card to Cafe Cafe. So make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you have me at it. So I'm going to tell you the rules here. Basically, the same rules as always. You have to be following me, following Lillian Faces, and tag a friend, tag me, and I'll... and you have to answer a question. I don't know what is it yet. I'm still thinking about it. But it's going to have to do. You're going to have to hear the episode. So if you're listening to the episode, you're already in the running. You pretty much got it unlocked. So make sure you tell your friends to listen. If you win and you have somebody that pretty much participated, you'll get a bonus gift. I don't know what's going to be yet. The last week, I gave away a Unknown Phenom beanie. The bonus prize was a Google Mini, one of those Chrome things where you tell it, like, what's it called, like the Echo, but the Google version. So I gave that away. Some stickers from Ivan, Iron Martinez and Whisper. They gave me some stickers that added to the pod, to the giveaway. So for this week on Friday, I'm going to give away $25 gift card to Cafe Cafe. A sticker that Risper threw in, a sticker that Iron threw in, and like I said, if you're one of the lucky ones that have somebody added, like somebody actually participated, somebody else participated, you will receive a bonus gift. I don't know yet. It's a bonus gift, so I don't need to know yet, right? I'll come up with it the day of. So, but thank you, like I said, thank you for everybody that participated in the last giveaway. Hopefully, I got 10. That's the most, and it has the most entries that anybody has ever put in, I guess. Yeah. So just stay tuned Friday. Remember. So this week I'm gonna interview Esther Rosales. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. Make sure you look her up. I'm gonna go live. Well, I'm planning to go live, and so make sure you look up her profile, have some questions, and we'll have fun. You know, like I felt like last couple two episodes that I put on live, they've gone pretty successful, and I really enjoy it. Hopefully, you guys enjoy it too. All right, so let me tell you about a couple events going on this week. Synesthesia Boutique, she's throwing a meet and greet for author Melina Chavarria. Oh, but you guys know her as the author of The Magic Glasses. Yeah. So March 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I really enjoy Melina's book. You guys know that already. I interviewed her for the podcast. Seeing these type of events make me happy because, to my knowledge, Melina and Liz, the owner of Synesthesia's Boutique, they never met each other, never knew each other until I introduced them. And look at that. They're able to come together and an event, so I'm very happy. Make sure you attend the event, like I said, March 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. located at With the People Present and Steady Beat Productions. They bring you Cinco de Romance, a blues cruise, a live event, live music event taking place by next to the Queen Mary. It's actually thrown by Catalina Classic Cruises. It's a live music event. They'll have three decks. There'll be a taco bar, arts and crafts. Boarding starts at 7 p.m. The cruise goes on from 8 to 11 p.m. This is a 21 and over event. You can find you can get your tickets at Everbright. They're $40 a piece. Like I said, I'll be there. They're the podcast sponsors. I'll be there. So if you wanna meet me in person, make sure you attend this event. There'll be live music by The Very Be Careful, The Steady 45s, The Altons, Hijos del Sol, The Palette Chubs, yeah. So, like I said, three decks, there'll be a taco bar, craft beer brought to you by Pacific Plate Brewery. This is a brew cruise, so you don't miss out. Like I said, 21 and over, so make sure you attend. I'll be there interviewing people. I'll be interviewing some of the participants. I'll be interviewing the bands, and I'll be interviewing you guys. So if you end up going, I might interview you. So isn't that kind of exciting? You get to meet me. I don't know why that's exciting, but maybe you wanted to be part of the podcast. This is your chance. Make sure you attend this event. Like I said, you can find tickets at Everbright, $40 a piece. So make sure you attend, guys. So yeah, I didn't do much this weekend. This was a lazy weekend for me. I've been preparing for this event. Kind of nervous, I'm not gonna lie. This is the first time I've ever done something like this. I'm nervous because this is potentially a big opportunity for the podcast, and I don't want to fuck it up, guys. In other news, I'm happy to say that Poetic Love 329, or as a lot of you guys know her, Grace, I'm happy to say that she has finally released the date for her book release. So you can get her book March 27th. Make sure you get the book. You heard her poetry. But I'm sure you guys are following her, so I don't even need to tell you guys, right? But just in case, for the ones that don't know, she was on the podcast a couple weeks ago also, and she wasn't sure when she was going to release the book. Now, she finally got it, she liked it, and now she's ready to sell it. So make sure you write it down in your calendar, put a reminder, whatever you got to do, but make sure you get this book, guys. But before I go, I want to leave you guys on a question. Hopefully you guys answer it. So this week I found out that one of my oldest friends in the whole world, he's the first friend that I ever made in the United States. All right, when I came from TJ, when they enrolled me in school, he was my best friend for the longest, my oldest friend, the first person I've ever met, that I ever talked to. So a little background, right? So when I came to the US, I didn't know any English, okay? And like, school was all new to me. I didn't know the rules. I still remember the first day of class, walking into that room, and Mr. Anderson, my teacher, he starts talking to me in English. He asked me, "What's your name?" And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know English. And I said, "I don't speak English. No hablo español." And I almost started crying right there because it was super frustrating, you know, not being able to understand. You know, it's hard not understanding when somebody talks to you, but at the same time, I saw him kind of as an angel, because then he said, "¿Cómo te llamas?" You know, and then I told him, "Oh, Angel." And you know, like I said, I didn't know the rules, I didn't know what was going on, everything was new to me. And you know, on the first day of class, I was used to, like, in Mexico, I would walk from my mom's restaurant, she used to own a taqueria. I would walk from her restaurant to my school every day. So this is from first grade all the way to fourth grade. Every day I would walk from her place to school, and from school to her place. Now, you gotta think, I almost got kidnapped, like I said, twice. So, I mean, I really didn't have any parental supervision. I do got a couple stories about that. So like I was saying, so he was my best friend, my very first friend. So here I wasn't used to taking the bus. So I used to take the bus from Freeze Avenue, and that's where it would pick me up, and the bus would take us to Cabrillo Elementary School. That's pretty much, it's a couple blocks from where I'm living now. And I didn't know that there was a second bus. So obviously there's times where some kids stay behind, they miss class or whatever, they miss like the bus. I did not know that. Right? I didn't know what to do. I didn't even know how to speak English. All right. But there happened to be this other kid there. That's him. That's my friend, the one I'm telling you guys about. He was there. He saw me crying, pretty much helped me, calm me down, told me it's okay. There's another bus coming. I didn't understand what the hell anything was going on. Luckily he knew Spanish, and he happened to live two blocks away from where I live. So he walked me home, we told my mom what happened, and ever since then built a great friendship, you know. For till this date, he's considered one of my best friends. Like I said, to me, he had always been that friend, like, I could always depend on. And I don't know, it just came as a shock to me. Person that I knew for so long, you know, sometimes he would get kicked out of his parents' house and he would spend the night. I would spend the night at his house. I have so many great stories, so many great and bad memories with him. And it was a surprise that the 9 months that his girl was pregnant, he never reached out to me. I found out through Facebook. So that kind of sucks. But what I want to know, my question to you guys, have you guys found out about somebody's life, an event that happened in somebody's life? Maybe your best friend, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, whoever, that you were once close with, and you found out through another person or social media. I don't know if you would want to tell me your story. If you do, I have a voicemail. Leave a voicemail. Send me a message. DM me. Whatever you got to do. I'm still taking in catchphrases, so make sure you send them in. This week's catchphrase is, all boys go to heaven, but bad boys bring heaven to you. All right, guys. Enjoy. What's up, guys? Did you guys enjoy that song? Because we don't know what song it is, as always. I don't know what song it's gonna play, you know, but fuck it, it's gonna be a surprise to both of us. And you know what? This is my first episode back, guys. Back from that whole thing where my laptop gave up on me and my interface too. But enough of that. You know, today I'm sitting with Jesse, but most of you guys know him as DJ Million Faces. What's up, man? How are you?
What up? How's it going?
Good, good, man. How's your day?
It's good. Today's Wednesday. We got, what do we got today? We got just work.
All right.
And here with Angel, man. So spending the day. We're starting it off really well.
Yeah, man. Well, something that caught my eye was your name. Like, how did you get the name Million Faces?
So that was in high school. I used to play baseball. I think it was in my freshman year. We had a coach, and he was an assistant coach, and he would say I used to mess around a lot, and that I had a face for every joke.
All right.
So he's like, I'm gonna call you Million Faces, and it kind of just stuck after that, and then. I started DJing, and then the name just kind of carried along. So.
And where did you go to school at? Are you from Wilmington by any chance?
Yeah, I was. So background, I was born in. It's. I lived. I was born in Harvest City, in Kaiser, and I lived in Wilmington my whole life. So that's like that whole like, what is it, like 3 mile radius or whatever I've lived in my whole entire life. I went to school at started in Freeze Avenue. Which is in Wilmington, and then I went to Wilmington Middle School, and then Banning High School, so yeah. Wilmington alumni.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have to give the whole background, bro.
I don't know, maybe people are interested in my bio or
that's
something.
That's true, man, and if you guys know him from back in the day, make sure you tell him you heard him here, right? Kind of like, just so you can make sure that you know, you guys heard what you said, I guess. All right, so one thing that also caught my eye was your Instagram. Like, you don't have a picture. Is it because it's so hard for you to catch all those faces? You don't have to put up a million faces.
The default picture is my most accurate face, actually. No, I'm kidding. I don't have a picture just because
you don't want to, like.
I don't know if this is if I could explain it, it's kind of long.
I mean, this is your episode. You could say everything, anything right, that you
it,
want.
It was it's actually I stopped doing Instagram about. What is it? It's been like since the 2016, sort of like middle of the year. That's when I started a business. Okay. And I decided to sort of get off of Instagram just because I felt like it was just a little distracting. And plus my life is not like super entertaining or anything. I'm not doing music as much as I used to. I'm not out taking photos as much as I used to, and I'm just doing my business. But yeah, that was pretty much the whole thing. I just kind of just got off the whole social media. So I started DJing when I was 16. I used to practice pretty religiously, like every day after school, which was in high school. And it reached the point to where I met some guy in Hollywood, and he was actually the host of a of a TV series called Revolt TV, and I think it's a Time Warner sort of MTV spinoff, sort of. And so his name's DJ Damage. What up, Damage? I hope you're listening to this.
Yeah, me too. Have me on. I'll pretend I'm a DJ.
But yeah, I don't know. I met him. That was like 4 years ago. And then after I did that, I was on TV 3 times. And for some reason, I felt like I hit what I really wanted to hit with the music thing. It was really weird. I think I hit something without really knowing I wanted to do it. So when I did that, I kind of stopped practicing as much. So it was kind of weird. And then I got into my business thing. And now that my business is sort of picking up and stabilizing. I'm finding a lot more interest in music, but in a different way. I feel like it worked out. I've grown, you know, I've matured, and I can see DJing and the business sort of perspective of what people want to hear at like clubs and what promoters want to hear and what owners want to hear. And I think it's going to work out, man. I feel like in retrospect, everything happens for a reason.
So you're like, are you looking into managing people or more like producing music, or like what aspect are you going into?
I still want to do the DJing thing, in sort of just like a headlining sort of DJ.
Oh, okay. Are you trying to be like the DJ for a certain like specific artist?
Mm.
Like, or you're trying to be DJ Khaled, you know, or like you just say, and another one, and then you make all the money while the person that you have on your album, you know, does all the work.
Right. No. I don't know. No. Well, I mean, shout out to Khaled. I mean, it's a lot of hard work to get up there, you know. He's a producer, I guess. I guess he started off DJing or whatever from what he says in Florida, but I don't know. I don't want to be a producer. I don't want to do. I mean, I would. If I find I have talent in producing, I'll do it, you know. But I haven't tried it. But no, I just want to do clubs, man. I feel like it's fun. Just like traveling, meeting like really cool people, being friends with the light guys, you know, the stage guys, the sound guys. It's all it all adds to the experience, you know. And yeah, I don't know. I just kind of want to just DJ. I think Vegas would be the destination. All you know, right, that'd be dope.
How did you even get into it? Like what got you? I mean, how did that spark your interest pretty much?
Yeah, so I have I lived a block away from my a cousin. His name's Leo. Shout out to Leo. So he actually he was a DJ with his neighbors.
Okay.
Neighbors, those guys are Uli, Jose, and Tito. Shout out to them as well. So they used to practice all the time at Jose's house, and I used to just sit there. I remember I sat there for like a year. I used to sit on a speaker while they used to just DJ, and I sort of just I don't know, one day I just started mixing, and what I found out was that I was able to mix songs right away, and I think it was because I just watched them do it for a whole year, you know. So yeah, it was just pretty much from there. I was like 15 sort of, but I officially actually started DJing when I was 16. That's when I got my turntables. But that's how it started, man. It was just it just sort of just happened, you know, naturally.
Did they get you started originally, or you just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do this and just told people, why am I DJ now?
I think I just sort of just told people I was DJing. I don't know, I would just DJ when they were DJing at house parties. And then I just sort of went off on my own. I got my turntables, and we still DJ together. I mean, not now, but prior we DJed together. And when we used to do house parties, I just used to DJ in the beginning, like when nobody was there, you know, then the beginning. And then as I progressed and as skills grew, I guess you earn the main time, you know what I'm saying? You earn the prime time stuff. So, yeah.
So, like, what kind of music did you start, like, mixing, you know, like, or scratching or whatever? Like, what was your like the shit that you're like, oh, you know what, like this is what I could get down to, like this is my stuff. I'm like, if I'm gonna be good at this specific like genre, you know?
So this question is so cool because it takes you, it brings, it's pretty nostalgic because we used to listen to certain, it was like really weird music at the time. It was like Chromeo, it was Mastercraft, it was Justice. Who else? It was Steve Aoki when he was coming up. It was a lot of DJ AM stuff that he used to play. It was a lot of indie music when indie music wasn't like super mainstream. So it was really, really cool. And we used to enjoy playing that because it was sort of like we had a little thing to ourselves. Like, it was music that wasn't sort of that popular, but we knew it was cool.
Okay.
So it made us feel kind of cool, I guess.
But like, how do you even like, I mean, I'm guessing, like, I don't really, I haven't heard a lot of, I heard a little bit of Chromeo because I went to Coachella one year and they were there.
Okay.
And Steven Aoki.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but aren't they already kind of, like, that type of DJ? Like, they're more EDM, but, like, you know, you're, like, dubstep or bass, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not into music like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But, like, I'm guessing, how do you even do that? How do you mix their stuff? Like, I hear a scratch. I mean, I'm guessing it's already produced, like super like produced, where you don't have to do that, you know? They pretty much have their own bass, I mean their own drops and stuff like that.
So for that music, that was that's pretty much like party music. I think it's the BPM's kind of high. It's like in the 120s. It's not too high, but it's like in the 120s or whatever. So you can sort of just mix.
What's MP? I don't know what that
BPM
is.
So it's beats per minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, beats per minute. So for everybody listening that's like at least interested in DJing or music or anything like that, very important. BPMs, it's how you mix them. It's really easy. It's not that difficult. Most of the stuff that you see DJs doing, you could probably do yourself. Just letting you know.
So maybe like at the end, you could give some advice, you know, to the listeners like that are trying to get into like DJing, but are kind of like scared of jumping into it, you know?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to give any advice. I mean, I guess at the end we can plug in my Instagram or my Twitter or my YouTube, and you guys can ask me anything. My email, my MySpace.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Just
his
kidding.
Twitter,
but yeah, anything.
No, his. Yeah. On Tinder, his Grindr,
FarmersOnly.com.
There you go, like
Christian Mingle.
Plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish. There you go, you'll Tinder.
Find him, you know, or over 50, or there's like searching over 50. He's there, but he has a million faces, guys. Some of them are pretty old, right?
I like, yeah. I mean, if you got older listeners, man, shoot them this way. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, how long did it take you to actually get the hang of it? You know,
Mixing
and the blending and stuff like that.
So I think the mixing, like just basic mixing, getting the right tempo to combine was like almost like right off the bat, sort of.
Uh-huh.
Just because I had listened to him do it for so long, I think I was able to do it like since the beginning. But I don't know, man. I think a lot of the mixing stuff, it's like it can you learn to how to balance how to be kind of complex and kind of really simple, just for the general audience could listen to it and enjoy it. Because I think you could be really, really complex about it and intricate and spend a bunch of hours on a mix to make it really cool, but a lot of people aren't gonna understand it unless they're DJs.
Okay.
You know, so I think there's a balance between learning how to do it really, really cool, like add some skills into it, make it really complex or whatever, but still ease it in and allow the general public to vibe to it, you know, and understand it. I think that's the key, you know.
So let me ask you something. I already asked you like before we started recording, but like I mentioned earlier, I had Tony A, mm-hmm. and he said something that caught my attention. Said like the difference between like the old school DJs, like in his words, a real DJ,
mm-hmm.
and these modern DJs, where all they do is press a button. It's like being able to blend.
Okay.
Like, what's your opinion about that? Like, do you agree with him or what?
Yeah. I do agree with it partially, but I feel like music evolves a lot. And I remember in the beginning when I was DJing, I used to DJ just strictly on turntables, and I used to like not be into CD, people that use CDJs or MIDI controllers and anything or anything like that. But I feel like if you're dope, you can use anything, man. You know, you could be creative. I think it's just the creativity behind it. But getting back to the blending part, yeah, I think that's super important. I feel like there's times when DJs cut off songs a little too early, or they throw in a song that's like off tempo or something like that. But yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know if the difference between the new school and old school is probably... New school has a lot more options, you know, so they don't have to stick to turntables. Sometimes turntables could be a drag. They're just really heavy. Needles break all the time. You need vinyl records. You need slip mats. Your tone arm gets thrown off sometimes. So there's a lot of new technology that can be utilized, and I think they should have been. I feel like it's just... you can do much more with a song now with all the new technology. So I feel like, yeah.
So, like, a lot of my references come from The Get Down. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a show on Netflix.
No. I've seen it, but I haven't clicked on it.
All right. Yeah. So, like, a way that, like, kind of like a shortcut is marking the album, like, where they're going to mix it. Do you have any, like, is that a shortcut that you use? And do you have any other shortcuts that...
Mm-hmm.
And also, because Tony A, like, he said something about putting a sticker over, like, the album. Mm-hmm. But, like... I don't think you have that problem, because like nowadays all you do is Shazam the song and you'll be able to find out whose song that is.
Yeah. So those are like markers. I know a lot of battle DJs, they still use that. Is you just put some like sticker on top of the record, and you mark wherever you want it to start. You know, uh-huh. It's just easy. It's like a cue point, essentially.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore because I used Serato, and I could just press like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 or whatever, and it just shoots the song directly to my desired cue point.
Okay.
But
so now all your stuff is digital then?
It's yeah.
Not, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. All this stuff's digital.
Yeah, because like to me, like sometimes like the song they're hearing, oh fuck, I'm referencing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, there's a song that has like a keyword, you want to mm-hmm. go back to it, mm-hmm. then you let it go over, and then but there's going to be another place in the album where you want to like to like scratch or replay it over again.
Mm-hmm.
How like do you just do it in different colors and you have to remember which color is which or
yeah
what
they're all yeah exactly they're color coordinated, so yeah, I guess you just got to know which cue point is which depending on the color.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I like how I answer my own questions.
you sound like you know this stuff. You know, you sound pretty knowledgeable on all this already, man. Are you a DJ?
I watch a lot of TV.
Okay, okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah, and I'm just imagining like yeah. I'm a lazy guy, and I try to think the simplest ways to do uh-huh. something. And that seems like oh, just do a different color. And
yeah, exactly.
Remember or have like a notepad next to you telling you what song is or like what you exactly what you want to say on that color or mm-hmm. whatever. I just messed my own self up right there. Yeah. So like, do you like who are your influences? Like, I think you mentioned DJ Amp.
Yeah, DJ AM.
Like, do you have any like? I didn't mean to answer. I mean, I didn't mean to like assume that was your yeah. Your influence, but. Why don't you tell me who your influences are? Sorry.
Yeah. Influences. He's the primary influence. DJ AM. I think he made that sort of like mashup style really mainstream. You know, he would take in like an instrumental and throw in a cappella over it, and then throw in like some weird like country song or like some weird song from the 80s. You know, I think he made it mainstream, so I think that's really cool because I like doing a bunch of that stuff. I also like DJ Four Colors Zach. He's awesome. Who else is cool? You got A-Track. A-Track's really cool.
Did you like have any like main like okay, not mainstream, but like artists that aren't specifically known for like DJing or mm-hmm. like maybe like for me a big influence is Tupac, you know?
Okay.
Because for some reason I could kind of relate to his music, you know?
Okay.
Like, do you have any like artists like those that aren't like that are good to mix, like to put in the mix because they say something and then that's relatable? Or mm-hmm. for me it's relativity that what the key. I don't know what's for you that mm-hmm. pretty much like oh man like I'm stumped like fuck there's this track that I want to play but fuck like I don't know who else to play or like to do like. It has a good beat or the beat's per minute, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But there's always that one artist, like, oh shit, you know, like, let me go look at his stuff, his catalog. And, like, you're always like, oh shit, he does have something. You put in, like, that's always there for you. You can always depend on.
A lot of it depends on, like, which genre I'm trying to play. So if I'm trying to play hip hop and I'm trying to do, like, an old school hip hop, there's always an artist that I go to. It's like, I always go to Tribe or The Far Side or Gangstar. The songs are really great. You can do a lot of stuff with them. Like if talking about DJing, you could beat juggle, you know, you could run doubles, you can mess with the beat, you can scratch. Uh-huh. You can do a lot of scratching stuff like that. I really liked growing up, I liked listening to Kanye West.
Okay. Oh yeah, he's good.
I like the style, man. I like the way he did his beats and he chopped them up and how he sampled and all that stuff. So I felt like it had a lot of soul. You know, so
like his like old stuff, I guess, you know, like his new stuff I haven't really heard much of it.
Yeah
you know,
his old stuff's dope, man. I love all the Graduation, the like Dropout, Graduation, yeah. All that stuff's cool, man. But yeah I guess that would be it.
So like, what's your favorite part about like doing this, like being a DJ?
I think my favorite part would be I'm able to express myself, because I feel like I grew up not really being too expressive either emotionally, you know, talking to people about how I feel or just, yeah, I don't know. I think I used the way I dressed when I was a kid to express myself, and music, uh-huh. and that led into music. And I feel like that's what it's about. It's I know people that like say when they draw, they sort of escape. When they tattoo, they escape. You know, when they do sports, they sort of escape. I think my thing is music. So That's why I choose DJing.
Yeah, but yeah. Okay, so let's bring it back. All yeah, right? Yeah. So you kind of contradict yourself a little because you just said you stopped doing music.
Yeah.
You know? So like, how? Yeah, yeah, what yeah. are you? Like, fuck. I think I just ran into a wall because I think this is going to be a question that I'm asking later on. So right. I kind of don't want to bring it up. So I'm not going to bring it up yet. Maybe some. I'll bring it up later on. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you could be stuck on any in 1 year of music in the fucking whatever. So if you could be eternally stuck in 1 year of a music scene, which year would it be? Would that even question even make sense?
Yeah, no? That makes sense.
All right, cool. Cause I confused myself.
Dang, those are good questions, man. Yeah, I think I would like to experience the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
like disco or what?
The disco, man. Yeah. Seems like everybody was really like, everybody was super hyped. You know what I'm saying?
Like the Bee Gees and stuff.
The Bee Gees. There you go. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Get it.
All that stuff, man. I feel like that'd be cool. You'd be able to dress like that. I mean. It just seemed like a really cool time, you know?
Like, I think I would want to be, you know, like, you, like every guy would dress in a suit with the little, with this hat.
Okay.
Even though I can't pull off one of those hats because I have a big ass head. But, you know, I think I look spiffy in the suit.
I think you look cute, man.
Yeah, I know I look cute.
You know what I'm saying? You got the hair, you got the beard, you can pull it off.
I could do it, but it's too much work, man. Like, I'm telling you, I'm too lazy.
Next time I come in here, I hope he invites me back. I'm gonna expect to see him wearing that hat and the suit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Halloween. There we go. That'd be the closest date. Either that, a funeral or a wedding. You know, you'll see me like a spiffy suit.
Right.
But other than that, like, I'm wearing pants right now because you came in earlier than I thought you would, and I'd have a chance to look for my shorts. So, like, I really don't wear pants that often unless I'm going out or my girlfriend makes me. But that's it. That's only two times, you know?
Okay.
If I could pull up a suit with shorts, I'll do it.
I think you can pull it off, man. You start a new trend, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm going to try, guys. Fuck it. My next accomplishment, going into fashion, doing suits with shorts.
You should start a modeling Instagram, man. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I could, maybe million legs. That could be my name, million legs.
Let me know. I don't know. You could do something with that, man.
I don't know. Well,
let me, I don't know. Something crazy about that.
So, but okay. So what's the 70s? Why the 70s? Like what specifically, like what do you like the music or?
I like the music. I like the music. I like the rhythms to the songs. I like the spirit. I feel like people were really happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. I don't know. Maybe enjoy that for a while.
Yeah. It's funny because a lot of people shit on it, you know?
Yeah. People talk about everything, man, you know what I'm saying? I feel like as long as I never really saw anything bad about disco. I know a lot of people didn't like disco. Uh-huh. I saw videos of people burning records and stuff, yeah, like at big stadiums, and yeah, it was kind of weird.
That's kind of like when rock came, you know, like everybody was trying to be like tough and shit, you know, like fuck disco, because the 80s was mostly like end of 80s was hip-hop, like beginning of 80s was kind of like rock, like that's when rock pretty much like the Ramones, every, you know, those heavy rock, or no, like not even heavy, I don't know, yeah, like more like the Stones and like,
okay,
like after it was like I think like it was, or I might even lie, maybe the Beatles like disco, then the Beatles came, or did the Beatles get into disco?
The Beatles were before. Were they?
Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't know. This is kind of bad because we're supposed to be talking. let me see when the Beatles. I have no idea, but I think that makes sense. I think maybe when rock came in, I feel like people kind of didn't want the disco anymore. Yeah. They wanted something a little more hardcore. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
Whatever. So what's like a subgenre that you don't think like people show much love? You know, don't give attention to.
Classical, man. I sleep listening to. All right, so check it out. I sleep listening to this artist. Like, check it out. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but I know it's on Spotify. Dude, I wish this was live so we can ask people questions.
You want to go live?
Let's go live, baby. People like the live stuff. You know why? Because it's just, it's real. And you fuck up. And I think people enjoy that stuff.
But I'm only going to go for a bit because I don't want to hear the whole interview because then what's the point?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Leslie Marie? All right, so like I was telling you guys, today I'm sitting with, you guys don't even know. So I don't even know what the fuck I said that. All right, so today I'm sitting with Million Faces right there, you see them. All right, and I had a couple of you guys kept telling me like, why don't you go live? So I'm going live right now because He told me to, all right? He told me to go live, so I'm going live, all right? What's up, Luis Munchies? All right, so he told me to go live. So we were talking about what's a subgenre that you don't feel a lot of people get into, all right?
Yeah, I said...
love to.
I said classical, and I don't know if that's the right genre, but I sleep to this. This is so relaxing. I guess it says pianist of the romantic era.
All right.
So this is how you pronounce his name. I thought, I guess he's French. I have no idea, but. All
right, so we need you guys' fucking help.
There, I don't know if you guys heard that.
No.
Frédéric François Chopin.
So just type in Chopin on Spotify and listen to Nocturnes. That is the dopest. Can we cuss out here?
Yeah, you can say
that's the dopest
want.
Shit you can listen to. It's going to relax you. It's going to put you on some next level shit, man. That's what I'm trying to do right here.
So, all right. Well, I mean, I only have one person. So, oh, two people that I went so far signed up to go live.
Hell yeah.
So, oh, three people. Hey, look at that. Mr. Famous now. So I don't know if you guys have any questions for him so far. Like, I'm in the middle of the interview. So we just decided to fucking go live for no reason. Hey, what's up? So this is pretty much, if you guys want to ask him something, I don't know, you guys have a question for him himself or a DJ. He's a DJ. He's a business owner. He's the owner of a cafe called Cafe Cafe. All right.
Yes, sir.
So, why did I even go live to begin with?
Because we were trying. I don't know. I think we were trying something new, man. That's the thing.
All right. So, we were trying something new, I guess. I don't know if I should even go off already.
Do they want to listen? Do they want to ask anything? Anything? What's your favorite color? What do we like to eat? Are we wearing socks? Do we like the rain?
Do you guys have any questions? So, I'm going to give you guys, 5 minutes?
5 minutes, that's good.
It's 5 minutes, and if you guys don't send me any questions, then I don't see the reason to keep going, I guess.
Ask them if you like Rick and Morty. I see Rick and Morty sticker on your laptop.
Oh, do you guys like Rick and Morty? All right, so we do have a question. Right. A question comes from It's Me, Rob.
Okay.
So he asked, what inspired you to start your own business?
Cool. That's a great question, man. I feel like this is super good because I feel like everybody has the potential to start their own business, you know. So what happened was, I was going to school. I stopped going to school, so I literally stayed home for like 4 or 5 months not doing anything, man. So I didn't want to go back to school because I felt like school wasn't necessarily for me. I was never a good student. All that basic generic stuff you hear entrepreneurs talk about, but I feel like it's very true. I feel like you're an entrepreneur essentially because you can't just sit in a classroom, man, and just listen to your teacher talk. I feel like if you have an idea and you want to make it happen, you kind of just have to sort of make it happen. So the reason essentially why I started my business was because I was grew up in Wilmington my whole life. I knew Wilmington was missing something, like somewhere people could come in and converse and share ideas and just sit down as a community, and I thought a coffee shop would work, you know. So we started our business, and thankfully everything worked out well, man. But it's very hard. I feel like if anybody's gonna start a business, you gotta know that you're gonna have to persist. There's gonna be times when like people sort of screw you over with money, issues with friends or family.
This guy kind of sad,
dude. This is part of being a business owner, I think, that people don't really talk about, that happens in the initial parts of businesses. If you go on YouTube, look at all the great entrepreneurs, man, they'll talk about how they got sued in the beginning, how they had to break apart from their business partner in the beginning, I mean that's horrible, don't do that stuff, but this is stuff that happens, you know. It's, I guess, and it's pretty hard because people stand behind their ideas, you know. Some ideas work, some ideas don't. Hearts get broken sometimes, but I think as long as there's an understanding between the co-owners, or just you and your employees, or you and your investors, whatever business it is, I think it'll work out, man. I feel like as long as you're positive and you persist, shit works out.
All right, so we have another question coming from _Sanchez310, but I know him as Munchies. All right, so Munchies, he asked, how much does it take to invest into a business, like money-wise? Like,
what kind of business?
Like, yeah, exactly. What kind of business, Munchies? All right, so, I mean, your business, I guess. And he said that Rick and Morty is the shit, or his shit. But it's my shit, too, so it's the shit, all right?
Yeah. So my business falls under the restaurant category. Even though it's a coffee shop, we don't cook food there or anything like that, but they still see it as a restaurant, the people that do the licenses and the plans or whatever. But restaurant equipment is really, really expensive, man. I think if you want to start a restaurant, it's around $250,000. So it's a lot of money. Yeah, it's a lot of money. But I don't know. What is he interested in? Maybe we can...
All right, well, Munchies, if you're still on, because I don't know who's on.
Because there's a lot of people that want to start restaurants, but you don't necessarily need to start off owning or leasing a spot. You know, you don't need to start off with all the equipment. You don't need to start off with employees. Uh-huh. I think a lot of people could start off by selling stuff on the street. And I think the shit you learn selling on the street is going to be carried on to potentially whatever enterprise you enter, because it's all the same, man. It's all business, and I feel like you can learn a lot. You can learn your hustle from the streets. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I don't think necessarily you need to start right off the bat. You know, like full blown out restaurant. You know,
you can.
I think that'd be great. But if you don't have the opportunity, you don't have to.
And so Trinity SBC, he's I met him. He's also a coffee entrepreneur or coffee. He does I saw him. I met him at. Okay, well, he said hearts get broken sometimes, true player, all right? But I met him at Synesthesia Boutique, I think Saturdays or Sundays, I'm not sure. He goes and he sets up shop right there. He plays like oldies, and he brings the best quality coffee. You know, I think he works with people in like from California, where he gets the beans, the coffee beans and stuff. And I'm gonna have him on pretty soon. Fortunately, that when I had the whole laptop thing go happen, I had to cancel on them. But Trinity, you know that it's on now. Now I'm doing interviews again, and I'm gonna talk to you to see when you come on. But all right, guys. Well, if you don't have any more questions, I'm gonna cut it because I'm trying to go back to the actual interview. So I don't know if you guys have any questions. If you do, still send them. You know, I'll answer them at the end of the episode. It could be towards him. It could be for me. I don't know why you want to send it to me. But, hey, since it's for him. Oh, and also Munchies, like Sanchez 310, he wants to go into real estate. But I don't know if you know anything about real estate or, like, how to even make money for that.
I have no idea. I don't know if you want to sell houses. You want to flip houses. I don't know. But I know real estate is really competitive, man. I think you just got to network like everything else and be persistent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Read
that, and then and Luis, he's like my brother. So yeah. if you end up doing it, bro, you know I got you. You know I got you, and I have you on. We'll talk about real estate, but you gotta bring most of the fucking material because I don't know nothing about it. Right? Okay. So he says a restaurant has been a plan B for him and his family as well. So hopefully that helps. His advice: you need $250,000. I don't know where you're gonna come up from. I don't know where you're gonna get all that money, but
yeah.
I don't make that much money, bro. And my podcast isn't making money, so I can't help you there. Hopefully, you got good credit, and the bank hooks you up. Cause I'm imagining he saved up a lot, and the bank hooked him up. You know, and he's also a co. You guys, you're a co-owner, right?
Co-owner, yeah.
Yeah, he and it's you and your sister, right?
Me and my sister.
So I mean, that's like. That's a what, quarter of a mil? That's 25. So what, like 12 and 12? I'm guessing, or 0.5. There, yeah. So I mean, there you go, bro. And you don't have any more questions. I'm about to cut it, so I could go back. You know, the goal is to get to know him a little bit. I went on because he told me to. He's like, "Come on, bro, don't be scared." I was like, "Ah, I gotta put me on my spot like that." But I'm doing something new. Only three of you joined in, so it's cool. Cause you didn't even know I was gonna go on, so. Hopefully I make something out of it. My phone's about to die, so I'm gonna cut it up now and make sure you listen to the episode. Like I said, if you have any more questions, send them in. I'll answer them. And thank you for everybody that participated, that sent in the questions, and even send me a couple hearts, you know. And do you want to tell the listeners, my followers, anything before we go?
Yeah, I think you need to support this guy, Angel. He's doing something good, man. I don't know anybody else that's doing podcasts like this, at least. Support him. you have any questions or anything you I think you should you send them all the questions, send them criticism, constructive criticism, and let's give, if you guys want to see more live stuff, I think you guys should tell them. I think Angel has a lot of potential to do a bunch of live stuff. I think that would be fun, man, you know. But yeah, man, support them, keep tuning in, keep asking questions, and fucking that's it.
All right, guys, so he treated us to one of his million faces, so hopefully you guys don't take any screenshots and don't put them out there, because this is just one of a million of those faces. All right, and now we're jumping back into the questions that I had for him. All right, I know it might seem kind of boring from all that excitement, you know, like I'm full of adrenaline right now. What is your opinion regarding the differences between old school DJing, where everything was restricted to vinyl, and modern DJing, where most tracks are never put on a physical medium before or after release?
I think it's there's a big difference, man, but I think it's great. I feel like we're progressing, or technology's progressing, and I feel like it adds to the whole experience. I feel like the old school thing was fun. I mean, I never experienced it, but it looks like everybody had fun. I don't think they had fun carrying all those crates around, or the turntables, or the speakers, or all that stuff, but we don't have to do that anymore. You know, we got a laptop, a USB, and then we can play music, man. And you can play whatever medium you want. Turntables, CDJs, MIDI controller. You play music off your beat maker, whatever. It don't matter, man. As long as you're having fun and you're being creative, I think it's fun.
What did you do for Kid Abstract and the Deli? Like, how did that collab come together? Like, what did you do for them, and then how did it all come together?
Yeah, so Revolutionary Rhythm, that's the crew, man. That's me, Kid Abstract, and Predominance. So first off, that's where it sort of started. That started like 5 or 6 years ago. There are two rappers. I guess they needed a DJ, and we connected, and everything worked out. So that was that. And then fast forward to today, everybody now has jobs, they have families and stuff, so it's a little harder to get together. So Kid Abstract put out an album with the Deli, because he's a producer. So they shot me the instrumental, and they asked Kid Abstract asked me to do some cuts in it, so I scratched on it, and that's that. So that's actually out on Instagram. Follow, check it out. Let me shoot you the right username real quick, so you guys can check out the track. It's dope. So check out Raw Rhythm on Instagram. It's RAWRHYTHM. And you can find all the posts, all the updates we have on there about all our music and stuff. So yeah.
Are you still working with them?
Still working with them, man. All yeah. Right. We still do projects together.
All right. Yeah. So let's go back to something you mentioned earlier. You mentioned that you were featured at Revolt?
Revolt TV, yeah.
Yeah, Revolt TV. Like, how did that happen? How did it feel? Like, was that your first time being featured, like, on TV?
Yeah, so that was crazy. That was dope. I went to a FIFA release party at Dash Radio in Hollywood. This was, I guess, like 4 years ago. I went with the homie Sammy and Kevin. They're both photographers. I'm going to plug everybody on this thing, because they're all the homies, and they all deserve to, like, you know what I'm saying, people to go check them out. So Sammy's Instagram is sammy.com. It's SAMIEEDOTCOM. That's Sammy, and the homie Kevin's.
How about we, okay, talk about them?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the episode,
okay,
like, no, you can shout them out, obviously, but yeah, I'll tag them.
Okay.
So, like, on the picture that I post.
Yeah.
That way, like, it's clickable, so you don't have to spell it out for them.
Oh, right, you know? Right.
I mean, just for simplicity and just...
Okay. You know? Yeah, so... So,
just talk about them,
yeah,
and who they are, how you know them. Okay. And at the end, you can give them a shout-out, and then tell me who they are. That way, like, I could tag them.
Okay.
Like, and I'll put them in the picture.
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty. So I went to that event with Sammy and Kevin. They're doing photography. They had turntables at that event. So I wasn't doing photography, I was just sort of hanging around. And I was like, dude, I'm gonna go scratch. So I was like, okay, cool. So I went in there and I started scratching, and some guy came up, and that guy was the host of Revolt TV, DJ Damage. So Damage, we were scratching together, and he said he was gonna put me on. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, he said that, but I wasn't sure if he was actually gonna do it. But he got my number, and we stayed in contact, and I guess the coordinator for Revolt TV emailed me. And yeah, man, it was pretty intense, because it was actually it was on national TV, so that's big deal, man. You know, so I was pretty nervous. It felt really good, you know. The cameras are freaking huge. I didn't know the cameras are that big at the actual TV at the actual station. But yeah, it was cool. It was a good experience, man. You get to meet a lot of good people. You know what I'm saying?
What's a mistake that you see a lot of up and coming art like DJs doing? Like it could be like using like scratching, I guess, as a like a crutch, mm-hmm. or like really depending on those drops or like mm-hmm. the you know, the siren noises, whatever. I don't know what they're called. I think those are the drops, right?
Yeah, they're like drops. I feel like a big mistake is just I guess artists just not knowing exactly the songs that they're playing. You know, I feel like a lot of artists just play songs because they're really popular, but I feel like you need to really know the song, you know? Just know when the verses are coming in, the hooks are coming in, when to mix the song in, you know? So, but yeah, I feel like another thing would probably just be, I feel like it's really easy for people to be popular DJs because of social media now. Not just because you have a lot of followers means you're a good DJ, you know? Probably just means you're really good at marketing. So I think a mistake is just they're not practicing enough, maybe, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that would probably be it. Yeah.
All right. Well, another thing that I want to ask you. So what is bedroom sessions? Was that like your side hustle when you were like dabbling into the porn industry?
So bedroom sessions. So yeah, exactly. No, the bedroom sessions. So that's DJ City TV. I think it's just DJ City. It's on YouTube. Uh-huh. It's a really big platform for DJs. So that channel has a series called Bedroom Sessions, where you're in your bedroom, you record your mix, you send it in, and they get to upload it to their channel, which is huge because everybody that at least I know that's a DJ knows DJ City. So I sent in my video, my submission, and it got on DJ City. So that was great. That was a Bedroom Sessions thing. And yeah, shout out to was Dave Styles Davis. He's the one that got me on.
All right. So like I mentioned, all right, in the beginning, I said I was going to hint at this. All right.
Yeah.
So now, not even hint, we're going to talk about it. So we went live and we spoke about cafe. All right. So like, why did you choose to even have a cafe? You know, like you already answered it right in the Instagram live. So see, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm all mixed up. All right. But why did you choose to have in the City of Wilmington? Because I asked you earlier, like, didn't you have it somewhere else? And you're like, well, why do people keep asking me that?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell me, like, the whole story, all right?
Yeah.
Well, you could tell me the story about Cafe.
Yeah.
And then how you ended up in Wilmington and where it started, you know?
Yeah. So, I'm going to give you the full story. I think we're driving back from TJ with my sister one time. She has a friend out there who has a coffee shop. Uh-huh. And this was at the time when I had stopped going to school and I didn't have a job, so I was I always wanted to open a business, so I was like, you know, this is probably a good time to start. So yeah, it was the idea of starting a coffee shop in Wilmington, particularly because I was born and raised in Wilmington, and I feel like when you spend so much time in the city, you kind of have a feel for it, you know. Yeah. And I've always felt like Wilmington never had a place for people to actually sit down as a community, converse. Yeah. You know, share ideas, share a cup of coffee, you know, go somewhere at night, you know, with your family or your mom or your dad or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and just hang out, man, you know. So I felt like it would work out in Wilmington. Uh-huh. We hit the niche with like all the Latin style coffee, the horchata frap, the mazapan fraps, the gansito frap, you know, all that stuff. And yeah, man, it's like we hit the ground running, and we've been thankfully the response has been very well from the community.
So why haven't you done a double shake yet, man, or frap?
We tried.
What happened?
It didn't work, man. It's a lot of flavors. You gotta, I guess it's a long process to bring out a drink sometimes, you know. Yeah. We gotta keep experimenting, but maybe next time Angel goes by, he'll get a Duvalin frap.
Like, I highly recommend the mazapan. I love mazapans. Like, that's one of my favorite, like, that's always been my favorite candy. And Duvalin's, like, I have some in my fridge right now. Like, I keep them in the freezer. I keep them in the freezer because it's easier to eat. Like, you just pop them out the plastic.
True.
And they're whole. You don't have to use a spoon or nothing. And you just take bites out of them. I'm lying. I just take one big bite out of it, you know. But like to me, I had a Adobalin once in another location.
Oh, where at?
And I don't even. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
So I had it somewhere else, and I was like, well, this guy's kind of doing the same thing, but yeah. You only had the gansito and that one that I saw. Similar to that one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I wonder, like, why doesn't he have a Duvalin? Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm imagining it's a lot, you know. It's a lot long process. Not as easy as I think it is by just throwing Duvalines in there. That'd be a big loss of Duvalines, because
that's a lot of sugar.
Yeah. I mean, frappe is pretty much a fancy shake. You know? It's all good. So, like, so I asked you, like, like if you had to another location, you told me you used to have it in Artesia, right?
Well, we have a place in Inglewood.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's like it's not really it's not like fully operational Monday through Friday. We do Saturdays and Sundays. It's like a pop up shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like that's where you started.
No, we started in Wilmington.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So right now you're just putting your name over there, because is it to open up a second location, hopefully, or?
Yeah, we want to expand. We actually had looked at a place in LA in the fashion district, which was going to be awesome, but at least didn't go through. So we're still looking for stuff.
All right. Well, you could do it right here outside. Like I'll open it. You know, we could do a pop-up shop outside my building, bro.
Let's do it, man.
I'll get one of those paletero horns and, and we'll make it happen, man.
You know, that's the plan. You know what I'm saying?
So, why did you choose to do, have your own business? Obviously, like, I know, but, like, you could have done, like, you could have kind of got, what's it called? A franchise. You could have franchised Starbucks, because Wilmington has always needed, like a Starbucks type of place. And I feel like your place is kind of, like, the answer to, like, all those people that have been asking for a Starbucks, you know?
Right.
Why did you choose to do your own and not franchise? Like, did you look into Starbucks, like, by any chance?
No, I did not look into Starbucks. I think the reason why we chose to do our own business was because it's, I think just franchising is just like kind of boring. You know, it's like yeah, you're running a business and you're running a restaurant or whatever, but I feel like you don't get to experience the whole thing from the start, you know, yeah, like building up a brand, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's really cool, man. I think that's the thing with business. It's like you can build a brand, you create your own little world, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think that was a big reason.
So has coffee always been a big part of your family?
No, I don't even drink coffee. I think it was just I don't. This is ironic, but the thing was it wasn't, like I said in the beginning, it was for people to come in and sit down, you know, and converse. I mean, our coffee is amazing, you know what I'm saying? So
I was in there, and then I took a picture of this. I hope you don't mind. Even if you do, I already took it, so it don't even matter, all right? So, but you have a story. Like, you have a, like, right by the cashier,
yeah,
where the vitrina is at. Do you want to read it?
Let me see. So this says, a boy in his dream of being an architect was never once stopped by challenges of life. Growing up in a small town in Mexico, he awakens every morning to his grandmother's freshly brewed smell of dulce coffee, eagerly and willingly helping out his grandmother grow her small business into something extravagant. From far lands, he decided to draw his first architectural plot plans and route maps for coffee deliveries. And that would eventually turn out to be Café Café. So that's my brother when he was younger.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, man, I guess it just sprouted out from that idea, you know, of...
So your brother was the influence behind it, and then you and your sister took the idea of,
yeah,
we need a place, or is all this bullshit, bro?
We were able to add that story after we opened the coffee shop, because that was not the influence of it at all. Like, I feel like that story adds more to the coffee shop. We're able to sell it more, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, man, I don't know. I think I put you in the spot a little bit. I should have prepared you that I was.
No, keep them coming, man. These are the honest questions, and I enjoy these more, you know what I'm saying? So
you kind of spoke a little bit. Man, like I said, another problem going live. All right, so have you run into other, like, problems about having your own business, like running your own business, like besides losing family, losing friends, yeah, and girlfriends and boyfriends, yeah, whatever. I'm imagining you ran into problems like with leases or shit like that, you know, like, see, I don't even, like, you already said it, like, kind of.
I think just like there's always little basic things that happen with, like, like really simple problems, like with the city inspectors. You know, they come in, they want to check that your everything's clean. Just problems with leases, probably trying to find a place.
Like who have you lost? I'm trying to follow your dreams. You know,
no, it's not like so much losing people. I think it's just like you start to like stop talking to them as much.
Okay.
You know, I feel like because you're really busy and I feel like sometimes you get into like a mood of. Like, your mind's just set on something, and it's kind of hard to have a regular conversation. It's kind of weird, you know? Yeah. It's like everybody you meet is just sort of business-oriented, and they just want to make a deal with you.
Yeah,
whether
yeah,
it's, like, selling you something or a service or a product or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when you go... When that happens continuously for, like months at a time, I guess, then you try to hang out with friends, and it's kind of difficult just to, like, make that transition of having normal conversations, I think.
Yeah. Why? Because they always want to pitch you ideas, or because they want to like somehow throw like maybe like an event in your place. You're like, you know, I just want to hang out with you. I don't really want to talk about. Or is it because you kind of want to hang out with them and they keep bringing up your business?
No, I think it's just. I think it's for my part. It's just I'm usually like pretty wired every single day. It's just weird. It's like I'm kind of tense, but when I hang out with friends, it's kind of hard to just relax.
Oh,
you know, okay. Kind of hard to just come back and just chill for personally.
Yeah.
But not all the homies are cool. Yeah. Not that, you know.
All right. So you better not be over here asking for hookups, man.
Nah.
Unless, I mean, but you gotta hook me up. Right? All right. So, but like, what pushed, like, what, why did you, like, I don't want to ask this. Like, what pushed you to like go and make your own business? Because you were out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So was this college or high school? After high school, or like you were going to college and you decided not to go anymore?
Yeah, so it was I think it was like my third semester in college.
Okay.
That dropped out.
So like, and then what were you studying?
I was doing my general eds, man. Oh. I was going to community college actually, so
okay.
It wasn't anything.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So, but like, are you like, was your idea always going into business, like the business industry, or like was that your goal at the end of the day? You're going to school because you wanted to open up your own business, and then no,
actually, I don't know why I was going to school. I think, you know, that's part of partially played in me why I stopped going to school.
Uh-huh.
So, but I don't know. I think what pushed me to start a business was just
like all that time you had in your hands.
Yeah, I think I was kind of desperate to actually do something.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that helped me out a lot. Man. So,
that's kind of how this podcast came along too.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me whatever you want, man. You could interview me.
I'm interested in knowing like the goal behind your podcast.
My goal?
Yeah. Like as a whole, like all the people you interview, is there a certain type of people you look for? And
My requirements are, you have to have something. We're not here to talk and chill. Like we're gonna do that regardless, but we're not here like to just shoot the shit. Like you have to come and be doing something, you know. Like my goal is to help the person in front of me either get attention of some sort, you know. Like for yours, it's your business, because that's what you're doing now, you know.
Right.
Like your music, like you said, you're not working on as much, but hopefully like when you do get into it, back into it, you already have the support from the people from the podcast, you know.
Right.
It's like, oh shit, you know, I heard him, like, okay, well, I like this stuff and I'm gonna share it. Just pressing that share button, like that share button, like it's that 1 second that it takes to press it. It has a big impact. It could give you so many followers, mm-hmm. and so many hits, mm-hmm. and it could influence so many people, you know. So like my goal is to, like, what I really want is, and I do that with Synesthesia Boutique,
mm-hmm.
like where she throws events sometimes, mm-hmm. like this, she just threw for Valentine's Day, she threw a poetry night event, and that she had a couple of the people that I featured on the podcast, you know.
Okay.
And she was featured, and she also has works from like artists that been on the podcast, you know.
Okay.
So like they're painters, so they have clothing. Okay. Even like I had a like when I had Melina from the Magic Glasses, I asked Synesthesia, I'm like, hey, like, have you ever thought of having comics? Because she's a comic book artist. Like,
okay.
So I was like, and then she's like, yeah, I'll talk to her. And now she's, hopefully, she's going to be featured pretty soon.
Okay.
And,
dope.
And, like, yeah, she's going to have it. I don't know. And I'll tell you after the episode, but there's something that the podcast and that comic book it's gonna come together somehow. Okay. All right, but I'm gonna tell you because
stay tuned.
I don't know if I'm even allowed to mention it.
Okay,
I'll probably cut this part too. But like there's a collaboration coming.
Okay,
and then so basically what I want, and also the homie Steven J's Filthy, like he throws an event called Synchronicity.
Okay,
where like if I hear an artist, mm-hmm. like. I tell him, hey, you know, like, so I had this person over, like, mm-hmm. and I interviewed him, like, listen to this episode and see, but it's always that. And I don't tell him, have this person. It's always okay. Listen to him and you make the decision whether you want to have him or not, you okay. know? So I'll see, like, my goal is I want to be the bridge between two different people. So I have, like, for example, I have Synesthesia where she has a business and she's trying to make something out that business. Mm-hmm. And like for another example, Lola La Poeta, she was featured and she had on the poetry event.
Mm.
So these two people have different talents. Like one's business oriented, the other one's trying to do something with her art.
Okay.
So I introduce them, and they feature together. So that's my goal, to kind of bridge them, to connect them in some way. Because okay. I feel like I don't know if it's cocky or I don't want to seem cocky, but I don't feel they would have met if I wasn't in the between them.
Okay.
To tell them, oh, this is this person, right?
Okay.
Like, I like this person. I'm kind of, like, putting my word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I trust both of these people.
Right.
And I want you guys to, like, somehow find a way, or I'm hoping you guys could find a way to work together, mm-hmm. you know? Whether it could be throwing a night or carrying your product in her store, mm-hmm. you know? So that's pretty much the end of the goal for the podcast. But I personally, like, I'm looking into getting to the radio industry. Like, okay. I want to be a DJ host.
Okay.
I don't even want to be a DJ because, like I said, I'm not really into the DJ, like, scratching and shit.
When
I think of a DJ, that's what I think.
Okay.
I want to be a jock.
You want to be talking on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I have, or I want to interview people. Like, I feel like people tell me that I'm okay, I'm good. And like something that I've noticed on every single episode, there's a common theme. They're always asking me, that's a good question. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gives me, like, makes me think that I could come up with good questions and I can interview somebody and get some, like, and like put my spin into where I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm still going to try, you know? So that's pretty much my goal.
Dude, I think this is awesome. Yeah. I love the questions, man. I feel like everybody else loves the questions too, you know? So
yeah, well, I mean, that's my goal is to somehow get into like
talk show radio or like
whatever. Like music. Basically music and whatever I could get my hands on. All right. So you're asking me before we had those technical issues.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me about Rick and Morty. Hopefully I ended it. Were you satisfied with my answer? Cause
yes.
All right, cool. So do you have any, like, so basically, like, these are some people that I worked with. So there's like a dancing girl.
Okay.
That's Miss Yellow. There's one that looks like Gancito.
Oh, yes, I see that.
Las Cabronas en Chingona.
I see that.
And then Orchata.
Yeah.
They don't have a sponsor. I just went to to their place, and I like their churro and Orchata ice cream.
Okay.
So basically, like, either I've worked with them, like, most of these people I've worked with. And if I haven't worked with them, I bought merchandise from them. Or one of them, like, the ice cream. I love ice cream. So that's why there's ice cream. And then there's an Asian girl somewhere. That's my girlfriend.
Okay.
That's not really my girlfriend.
Oh shit, I was about to say, then you got stickers with your girl, that's dope.
That's represents my girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, either I worked with them, I like their merch. I don't know, you don't have stickers, so I would put a sticker if I could, but you don't have stickers.
I didn't bring any, man. I'm sorry.
Right, we're about to wrap it up, but what's some advice that you could give, like, any, like, I asked you earlier, like, what's some advice that you could give, like, upcoming DJs, people that want to get into, like, DJing, or even the business industry, like, into a business of themselves, like, what's some advice you could give them?
I think you can apply it to both business and music industry, but I think being honest, man, I feel like when you start meeting people and stuff, and they see that you're honest and you're hardworking they appreciate that, and they appreciate real friendship, you know. Mm-hmm. Music industry and business, because it gets pretty rare, man. I know it's like a lot of times when you just hang out with your friends that you've had for your whole life, you're like, yeah, you know, I have friends, they've always been there. But when you venture out into business and music and you start meeting new people, making friends is a little more difficult, you know. So people really appreciate the honesty and all that stuff. So I think that applies to music and business.
All right. Yeah. Well, there you guys go. hopefully you guys take the advice from somebody that's following his dream and that has had success doing both of his passions, DJing and having his own business. So before we go, and I don't know, like, give people your plugs.
Yeah.
And after that, I'll give the option to ask me a question. Okay. Any more questions that you do have, if you have any.
Okay.
And we're going to play a game called Sevens. I already gave you the brief, like, breakdown through it. And, but I'm going to explain it again just in case.
Okay.
Just for the listener, I'll explain it again, and then you're going to listen, obviously. All right. Okay. So tell people where they can find your work. We already said Plenty Fish, Jewish.com, Mingo Meats, whatever, you know. So I want you to tell people your Instagram, everything, your whole info, YouTube, whatever.
Yeah, so my Instagram is at Million Faces. That's my Instagram. I got my Twitter is DJ Million Faces. My YouTube, you could find me at, just search up DJ Million Faces. My channel should pop up. And yeah, man, send me questions. Talk to me if you see me in real life. Give me a hug, take a picture. You know what I'm saying? I like doing all that stuff. So yeah, man, I appreciate Angel having me here. Do I ask you the question now?
Once you're done with all your stuff, once you're done with all your plugs, everything you gotta plug,
I'm interested in knowing how you see your podcast growing, or what you see it growing into, because I feel like it has a lot of potential, man.
Yeah, so. I don't see it growing at all. Nah, well, I mean, I'm touching people, like, mostly the people that are coming, like, on the podcast, because I have to hug them when we take the picture, you know, you get it? Touching. <get it? laughs> So, but, like, I know, like, something that I do follow, and I thank, like, all my faithful listeners and followers that I do have, which is only a handful, like, they always show support. They always show support to my guests, and that's something that, like, that I'm really thankful, you know, like, just for you guys to take my word that I like this person, and for you guys to just show me support for something that I have no, like, I have no clue what I'm doing. I'll be honest, like you've seen the product, my, like, from the first episode to the episode now, there's been a lot of changes. I'm constantly trying to change it. I'm trying to constantly include you guys, and, you know, some of them bite, some of you guys bite, some of you guys don't, but it's all good. You know, I can't force you guys to listen to me, not until I become, like, what's it called? Like, not a president, but not a Democrat. Like Stalin, what was he?
He was a dictator?
A dictator. Not until I become a dictator and play my podcast through every speaker in the world. That's the only way I'm going to force everybody. But not until then I'm just, if you guys want, you guys play me. But,
dude, I think you're a good person to ask if someone wants to become their own entrepreneur, what advice would you give them?
Just fucking do it.
Exactly.
Just do it. I mean, the hardest part, honestly, like I said it before, and I'll say it again because you asked me, but the hardest part is just starting. Like, once when it's done, that's it. You already took the first step. That first step is going ahead and following your dream and following what you want. You know, I was doing the comedy thing, and I heard people like me, da da da, you know, and then, but I noticed, man, like, people in Wilmington, they're not getting the love they deserve. Like, they're hustling, they're putting their work out there. They want people to, I mean, all I want is for you guys to follow, and if that's all I ask, follow them, give them a chance. That's all I've ever asked. Listen to an episode, one full episode, and then decide whether you like me or not. I can't ask any more than that, because all I want is a chance. That's all any of us ever want, just a chance. Yeah. Give me a chance, and if you don't like me, then at least you gave me a chance, and we both know that you gave it a chance, right?
Yeah.
So follow your dream, whatever it is. It could be stupid and, like, to somebody, but if it's not stupid to you, just follow it. Like, doesn't matter. Like, doesn't matter what people are gonna think, because there's always gonna be somebody else that either had that same dream and didn't accomplish it, and is gonna support you because at least you're doing it. You know, there's always gonna be that one person.
That's very true.
You know, like you mentioned, like, there's in Wilmington, there wasn't a place to, like, really sit down and study. You know, like, everybody either had to go to the library or had to go, like, drive to, like, Starbucks with their friends, and now there's a place in Wilmington where they could come and do that. You know.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't have to, like, go on the bus. Like, it's safe. You could take the dash and it'll drive, like, you could, and then it'll, like, the stop is literally in front of the shop, you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, that's it. I don't know. See, I never know if I answered the questions.
You did, man. I think it's right. You just said just do it. You know what I'm saying? But I think you said something super important. You said that people that try to do it and didn't really work out for them, they're going to help you. Yeah. That is 100% true. Like, that is... And that's the beautiful thing about it, man. You guys, that's the whole part of being honest and friendly, because people are going to want to help you out, man.
Yeah.
And it's always like... And I think that's you, like, don't be afraid to not know.
Yeah.
You know, and just jump into it, because you're gonna figure it out if you really want to figure it out. Yeah. There's people that are gonna help you figure it out.
Yeah.
So, yeah man.
So I mean, that's pretty much the podcast. Like, I'm always asking people. Like, I'm always asking you guys on Instagram. Like, and including you. Like, tell me what if you want to. Like, if you have a question for me, if you have a question for this person, I do that because it kind of opens up like the gates, like, for a friendship. Like, I consider everybody that walks in to the podcast, I consider them a friend, because you know, like, I mean, acquaintances and friends, but like, at the end of the day, I just want a friend. Like, I want to make a new friend, a new person, and if they like me, cool. If they don't, then they're not ever gonna talk to me ever again.
Yeah.
You know? But at least I'm helping you, you're helping me. What's it called? Like, I always think of electrical, but I know it's not electrical. It's when you meet somebody and...
Like a spark?
No, when you, like, meet somebody, like... Fuck, you go to events to do this? I always forget the word.
I have no idea.
Not collaboration. Whatever. It'll come to me later. But, like, later on, you guys are going to work together. And it comes from that.
Oh, right.
That.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It just comes from that. Fuck, I already lost what I was thinking. So, I'm just going to go somewhere else. All right. Any more questions? Because I forgot what...
Let's jump into the question. The seven things. I'm excited, man.
All right, cool. All right. So, Seventh is a game that I took from the Never Not Funny podcast. If you guys want to find it, all you gotta do is type Sevens. Easy. So how do you play Sevens? So Sevens is essentially as like heads up, except that I don't have the phone in my head. All right. So it's a word association game where I'm gonna give him. He's gonna choose a category, a genre, and he has to answer seven questions. So it's seven questions. You have 7 seconds to answer each question. So it's a total of 49 seconds. So I have this on the show because at the end of the year, I'm going to give my guests with the high score, I'm going to give them something. Either it's going to be a gift card. I'm thinking of a fathead, honestly. I want to bring that back again. I'll be a fathead of myself. Give me the thumbs up, all right? Either to give you motivation or to remind you that you never want to come here ever again. It's up to you. So that's it. So the high score, I think it's, I forgot a whole week and I forgot the high score, but I believe it's 32, said by the homie Marty Moose. Go follow his episode. So you guys, I mean, go listen to his episode so you could hear the actual score. But I'm thinking so far you got a bit 32.
Okay.
And if it's wrong, then I'll let you know that it was more. But let's go, like, try to go higher than 32.
All right.
So we're going to keep the high score. I'm going to give you 2 chances and you're going to keep the high score. So the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 2000s, the 90s, the 2000s, and their corresponding music, stand-up, superhero, movie action, movie comedy, movie award winners, rom-coms, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. All right, go for something that you feel I'm going to be good at, because since I'm giving you the clues, it kind of depends on how good I am, too.
Let's do the 2000s music or whatever it was.
All right. All right, here we go. He was the boss of Drew Carey at the Drew Carey Show. He had his own TV show.
Wait, this is music?
Oh, I think. I don't know what this is. Oh, I think he has a depressing that song about high school right now.
About high school?
Shit. She I think she was married to Biggie, or at least her name
is
was.
Is it Faith Evans?
No, I guess not.
I don't know.
The like, hello Delilah, blah blah blah.
Oh,
blah.
Plain White Tees.
He's a part of Black Eyed Peas. He's the Black
Will
Eyed.
Will I Am?
Yeah, I don't know. The and then you pick up, like, when you pick up a phone to do something, what do you do?
Hello?
No, Colleen.
Oh.
he was at the Super Bowl performing. He was with Britney Spears.
Is it Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. Alright, so yeah, the score was 11.
God damn, son.
That was Britney. Craig Davis? Isn't that the guy from the Drew Carey Show?
I never watched that show.
And
ever.
And the depressing ass song is Khaleesi. I think that's him.
Khaleesi.
It could be a girl. I don't know.
I don't know.
Alright, and then It was Mary J. Blige. My bad. Okay.
I don't know if she was married to Biggie.
I don't think she is, but I wouldn't think she was, I guess. Yeah. And then it was the Plain White Tees.
Yeah.
Will I Am.
Yep.
The one about and it's the calling. Like when you pick up the phone. And it was Justin Timberlake.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't even Justin. It was a Timberland.
Oh, Timberland?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? Like, I'm going to hook you up. Let's go with General. All right?
Let's do General. Let's do it.
Because that's where most of the people make their pretty much where they get the good scores.
I'm ready.
What color is this?
Red.
You fight with like the Three Musketeers that would use this to fight.
Sword?
You buy this and you could bid on it on the internet. You bid like on products on
eBay?
The internet? Yeah. When you want to go somewhere, you fly through this. What's it
Airplane?
Called?
Airplane?
What we do with the phone, we take a pictures of ourselves.
Selfie?
Not a teen or a adult. I don't know. What's this?
A shoe, a foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. Nah, my bad, bro. You got 23.
23? That's not bad.
Yeah, but you took forever on that eBay. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say clothes. I thought we were talking about the item being sold.
Oh, like on the end of the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
In this place.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't know if you have any more questions for me. We're about to end this. I'm just going to give my plugs and that's it. So this is the last chance for questions.
Questions? That's a fucking... I have no questions, man. I think we covered pretty much everything.
All right. Well, let me check Instagram to see. Nope, no questions. All right. Well, all right, guys. Well, I'm going to give you my plugs. So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. Just look up Let Me Know Pod. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, if you want to be a guest, if you have music, you hear music in between the song, the interview and during the interview, if you want to be featured somewhere, send me your music, your songs to the letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Before I go, I just want to thank you guys for everything you do and letting me be a part of your day. All right, so next time, Let Me Know, the podcast where I let you know as long as you let me know about you. All right, guys, till next time. Bye.
Taking it back, it's only the beginning. Proceed with a sound right, giving the illest feeling, whether it's reminiscing or riding a fresh wave. I pause for a minute while letting the beats play. So much to say, but for now I zone out. You can drown into the world to get lost in the sounds. Now I bump it loud, let the speakers vibrate. The place with no hate, man, the music is great. I stay away from the main scene, kick it at home. Get it caught up in a dream till I wake up in my own mode. My trip, keeping it conscious, missing the details surrounding your process. No, it's constant, this and that. No, I'm never holding back. Put it all on pause when I'm turning up the track. Rap like it's my last chance, so we'll survive. Crashing your hard drive, got me feeling so alive. Let it vibe. With the instruments, no equivalent raw styles we implement. Sound stimulant, expressing, killing it. We too legitimate, make hip hop with diligence. Head now when it's real, don't stop what you feel. Unheard, got word from Brazil, the true essence. Down with a heavenly vibe, loop the jam with the rhyme. Yeah, we keep it alive, ride. Preoccupied with the wrong things, it's stressing. Focusing on the pressure instead of counting your blessing. No second guessing, let it bump and just feel the rush. You're quick to judge, had enough, kid, take a puff. Enjoy the moment, joking until the morning. The crew stay flowing, analyze what is spoken. The straight dopeness is neither low sin or two. Stay focused, life's good when I wrote this. Peace.
than a phase and living longer than the moment. Constantly growing, daydreaming and still focused. Had nothing but notepads and mics to record it. Up early in the morning, working with y'all was snoring. Los Angeles days, that haze got me off schedule. Time's unforgettable, this life is so incredible. Keep it professional, art is three-dimensional. Attitude is skeptical, thoughts often respectable. On some different shit, B-boy magnificent. Fights and militant with the beats, I'm getting intimate. There's no equivalent, it's energy that's sent to me. I'm cleverly doing my thing cause it was meant to be. Ignore the hate these days, they all dissing. Quick to criticize but never took the time to listen. So non-believers, they could check the stats. The deli got beats for the kid abstract, it's like that. The fresh airwaves stay polluted. The art is deep-rooted, secluded until we moving. See past your illusion, gaining wealth but you're losing. False images amusing, it's time for the revolution. Witness the glory, you'll be a part of the story. The travel's getting stormy, sun shines without a warning. Blink and miss it, said it was unrealistic. Rising through the conditions, the greatest of acquisitions. Listen, regret and move on for your decisions. I find you like it's unfinished business. What is this, that boom bap rap? None of that whack trap acts. No major contracts, young cats taking it back. So relax, the double R, not superstar. Just rock bars and stay raw from here to where you are. So stay tuned in, we keep the R form preserved. The abs got it locked like difficult passwords, yes sir. Still dreaming.